This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back. What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com.
Ooh, is it full of chilling intrigue?
No, it's full of hot savings. CheapCaribbean.com's semi-annual sale is helping you save $200 off your next booking for 4 nights or more. Score site-wide deals to your favorite beaches in Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Let's start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts. Sal Khulusi comes out. He's not wearing socks.
Right. Beckham is in the driver's seat of his car, and Khulusi is just leaning in through the window to hand over Beckham's winnings, Sal's losings, from I think one Pittsburgh game. And so he's outside the vehicle. Khulusi is. Beckham's inside the vehicle. And then another car pulls up with SWAT officers. And Bullock gets out and shoots Khulusi dead.
I'm sitting in a sports bar named Jimbo's Grill in Fairfax County, Virginia, thinking about a dead optometrist named Sal Khulusi. Jimbo's is situated in the corner of a nondescript shopping plaza next to a 24/7 cleaners and a nail salon, and inside it looks stuck in time. Sports banners and Bud Light posters, a rectangular bar where the regulars have mastered the art of talking to each other softly while glancing at the widescreens. A couple of elderly military veterans have taken their seat at the bar, surprised that none of the other regulars seems particularly interested in the upcoming Army-Navy game. Jimbo's Grill used to be called Thursdays, and 17 years ago, 37-year-old Sal Khulusi, a friendly-looking guy with kind brown eyes and a slight smile, was sitting at this bar when another sports fan pulled up a stool next to him and sat down. The skinny man with a crew cut and neat mustache who sat down next to Sal Khulusi was named David Beckham. And I'm trying to imagine how that first bit of small talk went. When you're looking up at a dozen widescreens, it couldn't have been too difficult for David Beckham to pretend he was a sports fan. Maybe he even was. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. It's dark and dreary inside Jimbo's, and it's a bright, beautiful day outside. But you wouldn't know that in here. I've ordered a hot coffee, but the bartender comes back with something cold and rust-colored in a mason jar. I politely point out that I'd ordered a hot coffee, and he tells me that he heard me clearly and I'd asked for an iced. For a moment, he looks like he wants to take a swing at me. Then he turns his back and returns with the coffee and creamer.
Thank you very much.
I like to think that I could fit in a sports bar like this, or a sports bar anywhere, but the truth is that regulars size you up the minute you walk in the door, and they instantly know when you don't really belong. Sal Khulusi was a regular at Thursdays. He belonged. He loved it here. Everyone loved him. 17 years later, at the very same bar that Sal Khulusi frequented, I work up the nerve to ask the bartender a question.
So this used to be Thursdays, but how long ago did it change to Jimbo's?
It's probably been about 8 or 9 years since it's changed to Jimbo's.
And no one remembers much about the Sal Khulusi case anymore?
It's football season. and it was football season when David Balcom pulled up a seat next to Sal Colosi when this bar was called Thursdays. The conversation must have flowed easily and freely. It's not hard to talk about sports. David had an agenda, though, and after a while, he asked Sal if he knew anybody who would take a bet on a game. He'd overheard Colosi talking with his friends about some money he had on a Redskins game. At Thursdays, placing a bet on a football game would have been about as shocking as ordering a burger and fries. It was something almost everybody did at the bar, while also being aware that Virginia state law considered a $2,000 wager in a single day a felony. Sal had a modest amount of cash to burn. He was a successful, upper-middle-class optometrist who had just bought a condo 16 miles away in one of those generic complexes you see dotting the gentle hillsides all over this county. Neat and vaguely depressing islands of attached townhomes sharing one gabled roof. His narrow two-story townhome on Cavalier Landing Court looked just like the others it was sandwiched between, but it still seemed like plenty of space for a bachelor. When the weekend arrived, he'd meet his friends at Thursdays, where they'd buy each other a few rounds of beer and bet on some games. He was intelligent and amiable, and he relished the adrenaline rush of a little gambling on the weekends. Having something at stake in a game made it infinitely more fun. And sure, maybe it was a little addictive. The friendly guy who sat down next to him, David Balcom, could have picked a dozen other regulars to strike up a conversation with and found a way to place a bet. But he picked Sal. And as they sat there on that mid-October afternoon, the sun setting somewhere in the parking lot as the late game started, Sal had no idea that the man he was talking to was an undercover detective who worked for the Organized Crime and Narcotics Division of the Fairfax Police Department. And David Balcom would have, of course, be using an alias, a name that Sal would never be able to trace if he got curious. Sal had no idea that this friendly stranger, pawing at French fries while watching the Redskins lose to the Giants, would be the man directly responsible for ending his life on a cold January day, 4 months later. Washington Post reporter Tom Jackman has never forgotten about the Sal Colosi case.
I've gotten to know the families well in several of these cases, including the Colosis. And that just makes it all the more memorable because you watch them suffer. It's really hard. His family is as devastated today as they were then. And there still isn't any resolution on that. So the Colosi case is absolutely one of the most memorable ones that I've ever covered, in part because it was so unjustifiable and in part to see such a good family suffer so much.
Eventually, Sal agreed to take David's bets. Over the course of the NFL football season, Sal and David wagered on games, with Sal mostly winning. The amounts by real bookie standards were small, a few thousand here and there, adding up to 28,000 in total bets, with Sal by the end of the season coming out 5,000 ahead. If you wanted to call Sal a bookie, a real one would have scoffed at the money that changed hands. Sal was an approachable, friendly, gregarious, good guy. By day, he performed eye exams and reassured his most anxious patients that their vision wasn't failing, before going over the pros and cons of progressive lenses. If his career choice was a little on the dull and predictable side, he evened it out with the occasional raucous weekend with his friends. They drank beer, they watched games, they bet on them. The adrenaline rush would have evaporated by the time he left Thursdays and drove down Lee Highway, pulling into the condo complex at Cavalier Landing Court Drive. He'd pull the car into the garage, climb up the stairs of his narrow, three-story home, grab a last beer, and get ready for a long work week. He owned two optometry offices located in nearby shopping malls. It wasn't the sexiest line of work, but it had enabled him to buy the condo on Cavalier Landing for $203,000. And his parents, Sal Sr. and Anita, were proud of him. His new pal, David, had been regularly calling him every week to place bets. And to Sal, who thought of betting and football as the most pleasurable part of his week, there was nothing about this fellow sports fan that concerned him. And he was winning most of the bets with David anyway. He always paid him when he lost and collected from him when he won. There was no bitterness or grumbling on either side, but maybe just the tacit acknowledgement that Sal had better instincts when it came to understanding football odds. And in the fall of 2005, Sal would have said that things were definitely looking good. He'd found a way to spice up what otherwise might have been a slightly dull existence, especially as a bachelor in a cookie-cutter condo village off a drab six-lane highway. What he didn't know is that the Fairfax County Police Department also had a gambling problem, but that it was much more severe than Sal's. We'll be back after a short break. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Springtime's a great time of year, but that warm weather also means more people walking up and down my block, sometimes very late. I feel a little bit more reassured knowing my home is on the alert for me 24/7. Not to mention little perks like the water sensor that tell me if a pipe is springing a leak, especially if I'm not home. Trusted by experts, Simply Safe was named Best Home Security Systems for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek awarded it Best Customer Service in Home Security. Get 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/homes. That's simplysafe.com/homes. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
We're back with Murder Homes. The Organized Crime and Narcotics Division of the Fairfax County Police Department was an overfunded group of bored, somewhat hapless detectives who were beginning to feel the pressure to show some results, and they'd become something of a joke within the department. Betting hundreds of thousands of taxpayer money, they tried to infiltrate a gambling empire that did not exist. I asked Tom Jackman about the folly of this pursuit and the outrageous sums the money laundering unit wasted to zero effect.
It was definitely six figures. I could never get to the exact number because they wouldn't tell me, but there were court documents that would indicate, oh, we lost $125,000 in this one, and someone else claimed that they lost similar amounts. And this was their attempts to try to figure out who was doing the sports gambling in Fairfax County, a very wealthy suburb of Washington, D.C., so a lot of money to be spread around. They sent a SWAT team in to a $20,000 buy-in private poker game at a very wealthy neighborhood of Fairfax County. Everybody had to pay $20,000 just to sit at that table. And there were two or three pros there, and they all wound up getting charged with, you know, misdemeanor illegal gambling. But this is after they'd had rifles pointed at their faces, which they felt was a little excessive. And the police said, well, you know, we have to shoot before they shoot us.
Now the taxpayers of Fairfax County were down $5,000 to an optometrist named Sal Colosi. And Detective Balcom had nothing really to show for this three-month sting operation at Thursday's. Colosi, he knew, was small potatoes and most likely would be slapped with a misdemeanor if the case ever came to court. Balcom was also humiliated that he kept losing to Colosi, handing over cash under the bar at Thursday's as Sal dipped a wing in some blue cheese dressing and offered David a few tips on some upcoming games. Every sports bar seems to have a guy who really knows what he's talking about when it comes to NFL games, and Colosi was Thursday's most reliable authority on just about anything that had to do with football. the one who might roll his eyes a little if you were taking the over bet on the Panthers game. David Balcom, on the other hand, was feeling more and more like a fraud. He was working for a police unit that was losing hundreds of thousands of dollars on failed investigations, and the only role he could play convincingly was that of a sucker. No matter how nice Sal was, it must have gotten under his skin. Because Sal was a kind person, a real sweetheart, it turns out. His friends loved him, his parents loved him. His mother still keeps a blog and writes letters to her dead son every month. There are 656 entries. This is an excerpt from a recent post.
Dear Salvatore, today's weather has been a nice break from what it was this past week, when it was extremely hot and very muggy. It was actually a lovely summer day, one that you should have been able to enjoy and be out and about. Sadly, it marks instead the 17th year and 6 months Remembrance Day of your loss to us. To say I feel aggrieved for the blatantly unfair treatment you received at the hands of those who were sworn to serve and protect doesn't even scratch the surface of what happened to you and our family. I wonder at times if any of those involved have any remorse or ever think of the part they played in putting you in harm's way. They have changed our family's lives forever by what they did, and it is unforgivable.
The fall of 2006 was measured by Sal, as usual, by the 17 weeks of football season, from the sun-drenched stadiums of late September to the rain-soaked games of late November, all seen from his favorite stool at Thursdays. And then that strange space of time when the playoffs start and the last wagers of the season take place. Super Bowl 40 was coming up, and his slightly dim-witted pal David had finally placed a winning bet. Being Sal, he was actually happy for him. On a cold Tuesday night, January 24th, 2006, Detective Balcom was preparing to pick up the $1,100 he had won in a sting operation that had stretched nearly 4 months, costing Fairfax County taxpayers thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of police overtime. But Balcom then did something truly sinister or criminally stupid. Instead of driving by Colosi's home at 11626 Cavalier Landing Court and placing the optometrist under arrest after he handed over his winnings, he demanded a SWAT team follow him to the neatly packed condominiums on the hill. That team would wait on Lee Highway, and then when he gave the signal, come racing down the street, performing what is known as a vehicular takedown. As soon as the SWAT team heard this, two of the members bailed out, leaving just the driver and a SWAT team officer named Deval Bullock to handle the arrest. The tactical team would leap from their SUV and take down Sal, who had never once shown the slightest hint of being violent. The most aggressive move he had probably ever made was stealing a few of David Balcom's fries at Thursday's. I drove to Sal's condo unit off Lee Highway with a friend. I wanted to see the home he had proudly owned, get a sense of his final moments. So I'm with my friend Rob and we're driving by. It's gonna be 11626.
This is where he came out.
That walkway, yeah, I think, goes through to the fronts.
Yeah.
It's a well-kept condo, red brick on the first floor, white vinyl siding on the second, with a one-car garage in front attached to identical condos to the right and left. The whole complex feels temporary, the residents biding their time before saving enough money to buy a place with a little bit of land, a hedge, neighbors you can wave at instead of hearing their arguments through the walls. The blinds at 11626 have been pulled down. I tried to imagine Sal cracking a beer in the kind of kitchen you've seen 1,000 times before. Corian countertop, oak kitchen cabinets, a tight row of modest stainless steel appliances, then flopping back on the couch and picking up a book again. There's a gas fireplace across from him and the flames jetting out of the fake log, almost making him feel cozy. But he can't quite relax because he's waiting for a call from David Balcom, who, amazingly enough, has finally placed a winning bet. Sal's just beginning to think he might not call when his cell phone rings. David tells him he's about 5 minutes away. So Sal stuffs the $1,100 in the envelope and climbs down the staircase in his socks. He's just wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and he knows it's freezing outside. But the whole transaction should take about a minute, and then he'll be back in his warm home. I picture David Balcom pulling up in his SUV. The garage door is already opening, Sal ducking under it and striding out toward him. He leans in the open window of the passenger side and hands Balcom his cash, and they make, like they always have, a little small talk. Sal has no idea that Balcom has signaled for the second car with a SWAT team to proceed with a takedown. They come ripping down Cavalier Landing Court, brakes shrieking as they nearly crash into Balcom's car. The SWAT team SUV has now come to a stop, and Sal Colosi is just beginning to turn around, the cell phone still in his hand. DeVal Bullock, the SWAT team officer, leaps out of the passenger side door, raising his gun and aiming it at Sal, who has gone pale at the sight of an officer in full tactical gear, aiming a Heckler & Koch handgun straight at his heart. A single shot explodes, the sound echoing off the condos on either side of them. Sal Colosi collapses, blood spreading across his white t-shirt. The bullet tore through Sal's aorta, and he would die within minutes. He lay on a cold patch of grass near the curb, staring up at David Balcom, the man he thought was a friend just calling about a bet only moments before. The last words Sal spoke were to Balcom. It was an almost polite question. "Dude, what are you doing? I was reading a book." Sal must have been thinking, "I can't be dying. This can't be happening. I know this person." The SWAT team officer Bullock said the shot was discharged accidentally when the car door hit his left elbow, causing his right index finger to drop down in a reflex action and pull the trigger. Not possible, right? Tom Jackman still thinks that explanation is a joke.
To this day, it doesn't make sense to me. All of it.
Bullock says his explanation keeps evolving, that he has no explanation for his finger being anywhere near the trigger first. Then it's that the door is hitting his left arm, which causes a reflex on his right arm to slide down on the trigger and pull it. And then months later, there's this new explanation that it was a reflex and that he was also up all night at a deer hunt. Is there anything kind of strange about that to you?
Yeah, but mainly that he gets out of a car with the car on his left, and that somehow as he gets out of the car, the door bumps him. The door bumps his left side, but he's getting out from around the door. How does the door bump him? Does he open the door so widely that it comes back this way? I don't see how he would, but I guess it's possible. But that door then slams into him, and he then puts a perfect shot straight into the side of Sal Colosi's chest and goes straight into his heart. I don't believe it.
Tom Jackman has another theory about why DeVal Bullock, the SWAT team officer, shoots Sal Colosi through the heart.
I think that, you know, he thought that Colosi's cell phone was a gun, because Colosi was holding a cell phone, which then landed a few feet away. But the door thing, I've never bought it. I think it's one of the things he told them, which was he thought that might have been a gun, and four iPhones, basically. And so I think everybody had a flip phone, which were more likely to be shiny or reflective in the dark. You know, even so, he's not pointing it at anybody, A and B. They really put all their emphasis on the door hitting Bullock and causing him to fire. If a car door hits you, I would think that you would, I don't know, not be able to maintain your perfect aim. You would be somehow knocked just a little bit out of position.
Sal bled to death on the small patch of grass outside his open garage door before the ambulance even arrived. Balcom, Bullock, the paramedics all knew he was deceased, but they went through the motions, his chest heaving as they placed the defibrillator on him on the way to the hospital. Balcom watched the ambulance lights flash through the bare trees and then turn down Lee Highway. Colosi's home was empty now, all his. They neatly taped it off, the condo that Sal had been spending the last hours of Tuesday in, so that the shocked neighbors couldn't come too close. Then Balcom walked through the open garage door and, with the help of his colleagues, began to tear Sal's home apart. They pulled out drawers, knocked over dressers, pounded walls, looked for secret compartments, pulled out the cushions of the sofa where Sal had been reading his book only a few minutes before. For 4 hours, they destroyed Sal's neat townhome, eventually discovering $38,000 in cash and half a gram of coke. For 4 hours, Balcom ransacked the home because he wanted to prove that Sal was more than a small-stakes, part-time gambler. But he couldn't find anything else. At 2 a.m, the Fairfax County Police Department decided it was finally time to notify Sal's parents of their only son's death. We'll be back after a short break
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're back with Murder Homes. In the months after Sal's death, Balcom still chased his losses, determined to prove that Sal was part of a massive bookmaking scheme. He called all the numbers on Sal's phone, terrorizing loved ones, brothers, uncles, good friends, beginning each threatening call with the same words. "How much were you into Sal for?" I asked Tom Jackman about the calls.
One of the most outrageous things to me was that months after the death of Sal Colosi, he had Colosi's phone and was continuing to call his relatives, and ended up contacting his brother-in-law and asking, you know, "How much were you into Sal for?" That to me is just, you know, the insult to injury. I got the information from you. I was wondering how you felt about it.
Well, I think their justification was, we have to investigate this all the way to the end, even if the target of our investigation is dead. Our theory is that he was running a bookmaking operation. So let's find out who else was betting with him, how widespread it was. So that was their sort of a weak attempt to do that, by calling people in his phone, not knowing who they were, but just asking them if they were customers. Sal was actually just a regular sports enthusiast and a guy who put money on games with friends. He wasn't a bookie. And they had misunderstood that from the start. They thought that he was running a bookmaking scheme, and he was, you know, dealing out bets and taking in bets from numerous people, and they found out that wasn't true.
Do you think that he continued to do that after, to justify what had happened?
Absolutely. I mean, that was to try to make it clear that there was a reason why they were there going after Colosi, because the focus then became, why did you even bring a SWAT team to arrest this guy? And so I think there was a move to try to justify that by saying, well, he must have been a big-time bookie. He had cash in his apartment, and we were betting $500 or $1,000 a game. So he must have been the big time.
Balcom still works for the Fairfax County Police Department. I've tried to reach him numerous times. I left voicemails. I emailed. If you hear this, Detective Balcom, call me back, because I want to hear your side of the story. I want to start from the beginning, when you walk into Thursdays on a Sunday afternoon in October and you see Sal sitting there. I want to know what beer he was drinking. I want to know what he was wearing. I want to know the first words you said to him and what he said to you. I want to know if you have a regret or two about what happened. But my feeling is that the worst people in the world have this amazing ability to shrug things off, and I'd bet $2,000 you don't think about Sal Colosi at all. There's a sameness to the condo complexes and shopping plazas of Fairfax County, like some warm idea of home created in a petri dish. It's a formula that's repeated as far as you can see, these clusters of communities, vaguely resembling colonial houses, vast woodlands still spaced between them, and thin, curving roads where a car full of bored teens, my friend tells me, recently drove 100 miles an hour and went sailing into the forest, killing them all. I get the sense you have to be careful what you do for an adrenaline rush around here, because the Fairfax money laundering unit is still watching. Even barreling into a poker game with automatic weapons not too long ago and pointing their guns at the thinning hair of the players in their cashmere sweaters. Meanwhile, back at Jimbo's Grill, I couldn't stop thinking as I listened to the regulars softly chatter while the games played, a cognac set before a man with a handlebar mustache, that we were all listening to each other's conversations. The football tips, the unfunny jokes, the gripes, everything that makes a Sunday in the middle of nowhere feel right. Just like David Balcom had listened to Sal laughing and joking with his friends 17 years ago, before pulling up a seat next to him. It's noon outside, and it's a crisp, shiny winter day. But it feels like early evening at Jimbo's, a comforting gray light settling over all of us as the regulars come and go. The Army-Navy game starts at 1 p.m. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. Murder Homes is created by and executive produced by Matt Marinovich. Executive producers are Jennifer Bassett and Taylor Chacoin. Story editor is Jennifer Bassett. Supervising producer is Carl Cadle. Producer is Evan Tyre. Sound design by Taylor Chacoin, Evan Tyre, and Carl Cadle. Special thanks to Ali Perry and Nikki Ator. Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.